If you're listening to this podcast, chances are you have the mindset of an entrepreneur, even if you haven't yet started a business. The problem with being an entrepreneur is that you have to wear so many hats. It's not just about creating great products or services. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. With hundreds of ready-to-use templates, Shopify can help you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's unique style. Shopify can also accelerate your content creation. They're packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to Our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Working with God by Gardner Hunting, published in 1934. Today I would like to talk with you about a spiritual law. The law is that what you give out comes back to you multiplied. Therefore, the way to success of any kind, as you may convince yourself by experience, is to begin giving out what you want to have come back. If you have no money, obviously you cannot give money, but money is the mere symbol of service, and you can always give service of some kind. The way for you to give is to give something that you have to the person nearest to you who needs it most, without expectation of return from them, knowing that God is your paymaster and that He is the best of all paymasters. God will pay me, and He will pay me well. He will not fail to pay me, writes Basil King. God will begin paying you when you begin working exclusively for Him. He will not let you work on and on without any encouragement or sign of His approval, just to see how long you can stand it. God will give you the help you need, because He cannot help giving it. He too conforms to the law, because He is the law. Let us try to remember, you and I, that we are working with real law all the time. If you turn on the electric current, you get light or heat, because you are obeying the law. If you obey the law, you cannot help getting light or heat. Well, if you turn on the spiritual law of giving, you cannot help receiving it, can you? The greatest blessing that ever came into my life, and I mean a concrete material blessing too, not some imaginary or vague uplift of spirit, came when I took up a bit of service I was asked to perform, at a time when I was in what I thought desperate straits for material things. It looked as if there was not a chance in the world that any money would come to me as a result of this service. It was not a service for which money is paid, and indeed I have never been paid for it in money. As I continued in the service, I did not see it producing any opportunity to get money. All that it produced was the opportunity to give more service without remuneration, as plenty of people wished to have me serve them in different ways. But I had made up my mind that giving was the way to receiving, and I had the sense to stick to it. Or I might better say, I was led to stick to it simply because I was trying to find out how to obey the law. I thought for sure that it was not going to pay. I was accustomed to saying that I tried everything and produced nothing, and thus grew discouraged and desperate. But all the time I did still get along. I was taken care of, in what I thought were little ways and ways that did not satisfy me, to be sure. But I was encouraged enough to go on serving. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "If you serve an ungrateful master, serve him the more. Put God in your debt. Every stroke shall be repaid. The longer the payment is withheld, the better for you, for compound interest on compound interest is the rate and usage of this treasury." I read that over and over, and I learned it, and repeated it, and thought it, and believed it. Then I learned by heart what Jesus says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." And I repeated that, and repeated it again, and believed it, and stuck to my giving everything I had to the thing I was called upon to do. I am not setting myself up as a model for you. I am simply telling you about a method that did for me what you want done for you. It is like repeating to yourself a recipe for bread that I once found made good loaves, and telling you that it will make good bread for you also, if you follow it exactly. As I continued on my work of providing a service to others, things began to come to me in unexpected ways from sources that to all appearances were entirely unconnected with the work I was doing. And I began to slowly get fulfillment of my heart's desires. I cannot detail all the things that happened to me, but I can tell you this. I found that the way out of an individual trouble is exactly what Jesus says it is. Why not follow it just as carefully as you would a bread recipe? That is, put in all the ingredients in full measure. For just as it's been said, "With what measure you meet, it shall be measured unto you." Just let go of worry and believe that the law is going to work. And it will, because when people are really willing to do all they really know is their share, if it is law, it never fails to work. Let us begin applying the principle today, knowing that it will prove itself. If you want a job, begin giving service somewhere along that line. If you do not know what vocation you should be in, give your services along any line, and your particular line will open to you. Whatsoever you doeth shall prosper. You will find everything that your heart desires: health, money, friends, success, the development of your talents, home, prosperity, love, happiness. For God, if He is law, does not stint anybody. God is the law of love, and He loves you. He sets you the example that He wants you to follow. He gives lavishly, regardless of return, patiently, joyously. Suppose you try His method. Imitate God. He knows how to obey His own law, because He is the law itself. I do not mean to preach at you. I am merely rejoicing aloud that this is all true, and that it has been given to me to find it out. The blessing of finding it out came through practicing the law of giving and receiving at a time when I seemed not to have a thing in the world to give except an idea or two that I thought somebody else might use. I mean to continue to practice the application of this law, Just as I practice paying my fare on the train line, knowing I shall get a ride. Both laws work in the same way. They truly do, and they never slip up. Never, ever. They cannot. Things are made that way. Just as seeds grow into plants when they are planted, all the service that you give out brings its return. These are your planting. Deeds, words, thoughts, everything.